Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You bring it up. You ask me to give my opinion. Then I give my opinion on it. Then all of a sudden you shoot it down and say, why do you have an opinion? Why are you arguing about whether or not I should have an opinion?
I don't. I think you should have an opinion. What
Thank
I'm
you.
Curious about is why you care what other people's stakes
okay,
look
so
like.
Okay, so I will speak
you
now.
You be you.
I will speak now directly to my fraternity brothers who are on their way here right now for the first time in 35 years.
Right.
Ben Rowe, Brendan Flaherty,
right.
Paul Craycraft, Jim Pertell.
Yeah.
If you order your steak well tomorrow night, we're leaving the table.
No, you're leaving the table.
Leaving the
they
table.
Would stay there and We're eat their steak the way
the
they want to eat it.
All right, so don't forget our poker tournament is going on June the 11th at Commerce Casino and Hotel. Text the word poker to 40705 for a chance to win a free seat in the tournament. Price starts at $2,500. Yikes. Both Ireland and me have got bounties on our head. You knock us out, you get paid. Don't forget, text the word poker to 40705. Right now for a chance to win. We love doing these poker tournaments. We always have fun.
Right,
and we've got 50,000 mythical dollars on it. Whoever lasts longer, me or Ireland.
Now, this is an interesting release just issued by the NBA.
Okay.
And the timing is weird. The Dallas Mavericks have been fined $50,000 for violating league rules regarding team bench decorum. On multiple occasions, several players and a member of the coaching staff stood for an extended period in the Mavericks team bench area, away from the bench, and were encroaching upon the playing court during action. What's the issue here? COVID?
Well, I don't think that's a thing anymore, is it?
What? Okay, so they're
I mean, I know it
they're
is.
Standing.
But I don't mean to minimize that.
On,
it is for some
Were they
reason.
On the court during play?
I mean, all
that
I
would
can
be a technical foul.
All I can think of is like during
they
that
mad
Lakers
they were wearing shorts. What I
in
mean,
that Lakers bubble run?
Yeah.
How animated the bench was through all that. Remember
right.
Dwight Howard leaned. What could they be doing that is breaking decorum? You're allowed to stand and cheer for your teammates, aren't you?
Of course. I don't get this.
Well, you're in the league. What do you think it is?
I don't know. Team bench decorum. Were they flipping people off?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think they were just getting excited, and they
What's
were just
wrong
like
with getting excited.
There's nothing wrong with it, but they're fining them $50,000 for it
for getting excited.
That's what it sounds like
for showing joy during
right.
during a
they
game
got
where
too
their
close
teammates
to
are winning.
Being on the court.
Yeah, $50,000 is a gigantic fine.
Well, not to Mark Cuban.
I guess not to Mark Cuban. All right, so a couple of movie sequels, John. I want to bounce off you. First of all,
that wasn't stereo.
That wasn't stereo. All right, so first of all, This Is Spinal Tap is a fantastic movie.
Right. They're not going to do a remake of that, are they?
It was made in 1984, Spinal Tap 2.
Same guys or just different cast?
Don't have word. I think Christopher Guest is involved. He was one of the originals from that
it
movie.
Sounds like they're going back to the well.
Terrible.
Yeah,
sounds terrible.
I hate this idea.
Okay. How about Dirty Dancing 2?
I saw this.
Still dancing dirty after all these years.
Patrick Swayze is dead.
Yeah.
Has been
but
dead
Jennifer,
for a lot of years.
Jennifer Grey
Who is
going to
put Baby in a corner?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Baby's back in the movie because Jennifer Grey's in it. But that movie was like 1987. What?
And Jerry Orbach is dead.
Oh,
her dad.
Sure. Yeah, her dad. Yeah.
Jennifer Grey's still around. But remember, she had that weird nurse job, so she doesn't look like she did
she doesn't
in the first.
Look like
Dirty
Jennifer
Dancing.
Grey anymore.
Yeah,
yeah,
don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. What about this one? Are you interested in. And who's the woman who used to. I've screwed it up. The woman on the billboards, Evangeline?
Evangeline. Right.
So, brand new 5-part miniseries. On Peacock about Evangeline. It stars Emmy Rossum in the role of
I like
Evangeline.
Her.
Any interest in that? Like, I don't know
yeah.
who was. I don't know anything about her. I know that there were billboards of her all over town.
Kind of the blonde bombshell, like, that was marketed as, you know, almost Pamela Anderson before Pamela Anderson. I like Emmy Rossum, so I'd watch.
Yeah, it's on right now. You can check it out. I actually have had good experiences with the Peacock channel. They did a show called with Renee Zellweger called The Thing About Pam, which was awesome.
Yeah, that aired on regular TV, didn't it?
It aired on...
Yeah.
That's actually the only network TV show I've watched probably in 5 years. And it's mainly because of Keith Morrison. Keith Morrison narrated that show. He said, next door, little did they know the issue was murder.
You ever heard Bill Hader do Keith Morrison? He's so great at it.
Keith Morrison, yeah.
And then breakfast. But no eggs. Where were the eggs?
So supposedly, Keith Morrison has a great sense of humor about all this stuff.
Weird fact about Keith Morrison. Do you know this?
I don't.
Matthew Perry's stepdad.
No, really?
Yeah.
So married to Matthew Perry's mom.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still married, but at one point he was Matthew Perry's stepdad. And he was also, at one point, an anchor at Channel 4, like your friend Tom Snyder and Paul Moyer before he went to Channel 7. And Keith Morrison was an anchor at KNBC.
A shovel, a noose, a candlestick, and a dead body.
The best is when he takes a left turn. A shovel, a noose, a candlestick, and a banana?
Keith Morrison. Yeah, he's great. At one point, I heard he was going to wind up being the network, like the big network guy for the evening news.
But I think the problem is that seat was blocked because he was like the same age as Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Jared Ford
was eaten by wolves today.
Come on. What are the odds he's getting eaten by
Meanwhile,
wolves?
Bernie Klinghoffer on the Achilles Laurel.
I always thought that imitation of Brokaw was not fair. He didn't.
Totally fair.
He didn't sound that bad.
Fair.
Yeah. The Dan Rather impersonations were better. Hotter than a cat on a roof in Amarillo on Tuesday.
Yeah, he's a character. All right, so the other thing I wanted to get to here, John, was the thing that you were talking about earlier today. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
No, which one?
The one about the guy who did the thing. You know, I know what it is. Okay, so sorry, I lost my place there in the show. I found it. So here's the question. You have got somebody to make a game-winning shot, either Luka or Steph. Who do you choose? Luka or Steph, who do you choose if you need a game-winning shot?
Steph. But that doesn't mean Luka isn't an excellent choice, because Luka always gets his shot off, and he can back in, get near the basket. You know, Steph basically needs to get around. I just think Steph's the greatest shooter we've ever seen. And by the way, I think tonight, you bet some mythical money on Dallas. I think tonight, hey, are these your guys?
Oh, wow. Yes, they are.
All here. Now, you haven't seen these guys in 35 years.
35 years. I saw Paul a little sooner than that. But, yeah, Ben, I haven't seen in 35 years. Wow. Let him in.
Yeah, this could be very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Just as my answer is Steph does not mean that Luka isn't a good answer.
Yeah, no, Luka, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong. I would also lean Steph. Now, here's what J.J. Redick said about it.
We're talking about it right now, in 2022. Who would you rather have with the ball, with the game on the line?
Steph.
It's clearly Luka Doncic.
Steph.
It's clearly Luka Doncic.
Steph. Steph.
Guys.
Not even close.
Guys.
Steph.
Think about all the stuff. This is not a knock on Steph. Think about all the stuff that you have to do. All the people that you have to involve to get Steph Curry a shot at the end of the game. Think about all the action you have to run.
I don't think
you know what you have to do with Luka? You give him the ball.
That's very disingenuous.
And he's going to create.
So there is.
Strangely, I find myself agreeing with Stephen A. That's disingenuous to Steph.
So he got a tweet. Somebody was trolling J.J. Redick after that answer. And J.J. Redick responded this way, and it was somebody with 26 followers.
Okay.
It was from somebody named Chip. He says, hey, Chip, don't know if you know this or not, but on these shows, they give you a ridiculous question, which this was, and then ask you to give an answer. Can't pick both in on any question. Then you have to give reasons why to support your stance. Now, that's exactly what they have to do. When you watch these shows, and you and I were in this boat, on first
yeah,
take.
I'll take that
I'll
side.
I'll take this side. Yeah. I'll take that side. We'll argue about it a little bit. That Steve is kind of letting, or JJ is kind of letting people behind the curtain a little bit.
Right. But that's exactly what they talk about.
Oh, exactly.
They ask us all the time, can you make the argument for A?
Yes.
I could. I really don't believe it.
Why the hell not?
But, yeah, sure. And sometimes we found ourselves taking the more difficult side just to stay entertained.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll take that side.
What about when
I win that, it'll be the greatest. You once argued Mark Sanchez would lead
Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos to the top of the AFC West.
And, you know, they always have this one locked and loaded from first take. You have it, I think. I don't have it.
But
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jen Latta. And I don't even know if Sanchez ever played a game for Denver. I think he was on the roster, but he got hurt.
I don't remember now. I thought it was a very good prediction at the time. Did not prove to be right, but again, I had to take a side.
Okay. So did you see this other story today that Jordan Addison, this wide receiver from
Pitt,
who everybody thought was coming to USC, they offered him an NIL deal and a house for $3 million. It's now being reported he's going to Texas. Is that something or nothing?
We'll talk about it next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sup, people? Wednesday. My fraternity brothers from 35 years ago are in the next room.
You guys haven't all been in the same room in 35 years.
Definitely not in 35 years.
Wow. So when they knew you, you were on the other team.
Yes, I was on the other team when they knew me. Yes, yes, I've changed teams.
But people are reacting to our steak argument. According to Ireland, eat a steak any way you like, even if that means well done or with steak sauce. According to Mason, it's okay to eat a steak in the comfort of your own bed, but it must be rare and sauceless.
Yes. That guy speaks the truth.
Yeah.
The truth. All right, so we're talking about Jordan Addison, the wide receiver from Pitt, the Biletnikoff Award winner.
Who basically became a college free agent.
Yep. Yeah. And goes into the transfer portal. And there was a lot of smoke and, you know, that he's going to go to USC, that somehow he was lured away from Pitt to come to USC.
That some USC fat cat got him $2 million and a house.
Our next mayor.
Yeah.
So now it's being reported that he may.
No, I think it's
done. Is it a done deal?
It's going to be announced tomorrow.
He is
going
transferring
to Texas.
Damn you, Sark.
You know what this means. Sark sweetened the pot.
Oh, I can't imagine how much they're paying that kid.
I think they're giving him a ranch.
An entire ranch?
The NBA, and maybe complete with Lucy Ewing and a hayloft.
Now, how did we get outspent by Texas?
Well, Texas. Football in Texas is more important than anything.
Right.
It's more important than cattle. It's more important than GNP. It's more important than immigration. It's more important than the gubernatorial race. It is it. Football in Texas is it. The only thing that surprised me is that Texas A&M didn't get involved.
But, I mean, we've got so many loaded alums, you know.
Right. Where is George Lucas and his big fat checkbook?
I think Caruso could have spent a few less dollars
on ads
and a few more dollars on Jordan Atkins. What's his name?
Addison. Now, the other thing is, USC had some good receivers last year. Of course, the best one, Drake London, went top 10 in the draft.
And they have Mario Williams this year.
From Oklahoma. But they still had some other guys last year. Could it be that Jordan Addison wanted to go someplace where he was guaranteed to play?
The Biletnikoff winner probably would have played.
Well, no. Remember Mitch Mustaine?
Oh, God, I remember Mitch Mustaine.
It was like the most highly recruited freshman quarterback at Arkansas, transferred to USC, and never played.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I think Sanchez beat him out.
Right. In those days, you were stuck. In those days.
So maybe that's the only thing I can think of. Because I've been to Austin. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in L.A. Somebody had to give him the proverbial offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah,
now,
there's no question.
Doesn't this prove, does this let USC off the hook? Because a lot of people thought, well, USC broke the rules and you're poaching, and now USC didn't even get the guy.
Yeah. Sark.
Well, Sark better win this year.
I know, but he's recruiting his ass off.
But that doesn't matter if he doesn't win.
Oh, no question. No question. You see Ryan Day signed a new contract at Ohio State?
Yeah, that makes sense.
$9.5 million for Ryan Day. Who do you think the highest paid coach in college football is?
Saban.
Nope. It's very, very close, but I think one is ceremonial.
If it's not Saban, I would guess, although I don't know. I know the guy at Michigan State got a ton of money when he took that job, but I would guess it's either Dabo or Brian Kelly with that new contract.
Okay, so here's the way it goes. And again, these numbers, they're very close, so, and some of them are estimated.
Okay.
They've got Lincoln Riley, one, $10 million per year.
Oh, I didn't think about that, yeah.
They've got Nick Saban, two, $9.9 million a year. Now, who knows?
Right.
We know Saban because it's a public university. We don't know Lincoln Riley. In third place, tied at $9.5 million a year, Brian Kelly, LSU, Mel Tucker, Michigan State, Ryan Day, Ohio State, $9.5 million a year. Who do you think is next? I think I could give you some guesses and you wouldn't come up with it.
It's not Dabo.
Tied for fourth at $9 million a year. Nope, Dabo's at $8 million. Fifth place.
And it's not Les Miles.
Not Les Miles.
I'll guess Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher, yes. You got one of them, $9 million a year. The other one?
Making $9 million?
$9 million. This surprised me.
Can't be Harbaugh, can it?
No, it is not. It is David Shaw.
Stanford.
Makes $9 million a year.
A lot of people have been after
then
him.
Dabo Sweeney and James Franklin at Penn State, $8.5 million a year. And Mario Cristobal, his new deal in Miami pays him $8 million a year.
Lincoln Riley recently moved. Other guys recently, and so apparently, but they got outbid for Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison, yeah. That's what it's come to.
Okay.
How much can you spend?
So how many, you know, the PGA starts tomorrow?
Yes.
At Southern Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods says that the last time he played in a PGA, he got paired with John Daly.
Right.
And John Daly drank 13 Diet Cokes in one round.
Wow.
13. That can't be good for you, can it?
Well, what does your wife call Diet Coke?
Liquid Death.
Yeah, Diet Coke is my drink. You know, I'm California sober, so I like a good Diet Coke.
By the way, can we now admit that California sober isn't sober at all? That means basically you don't drink, but you do weed. Pura
Yesca! California sober.
Yeah.
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 Don't drink.
You just get high all the time.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to use the word sober.
No, it's California.
That.
It's a different definition.
All right.
It's like Bergman in his Peaty Scotch.
You guys are still crazy. It's a joke, right? You're just messing with me. You know exactly what peat is.
No. I know what peat is. It's like moss.
In Scotch, you actually do know what it is.
I don't.
No.
I swear. You,
no,
I
swear, swear that you have no. You've never heard peaty.
Never heard
life,
peaty
I've
ever.
Never heard
ever.
That.
Never.
See, Mace,
peaty
I understand.
Sounds like a cartoon character.
But
peaty.
John, you're actually disappointing me.
That might
me.
Be a cartoon
is,
character.
Is peaty on?
Wasn't that one of the Little Rascals?
Yes, that was Little Rascals.
Yeah, they.
No, that was the dog. But either way,
that was the dog.
Yeah, that was the dog.
I think you're confusing the dog from the Little Rascals.
No, I think you're confusing.
I'm
really disappointed in you. You're Irish. You drink whiskey.
Right.
You should know peat is.
There's no peaty in
no,
Irish
well, no, but
whiskey.
In Scotch whiskey.
Well,
yeah,
those Scots are
you're
all
nuts.
Drunk. The Irish
I'm
just
shocked.
Put the whiskey in the whiskey.
Yeah,
the,
shocked
the
and appalled.
The peaty thing is just weird.
No, you have never heard of this.
I don't believe any
real.
Of this.
Ask okay, any of your fraternity brothers here.
There are notes of blueberry in this wine.
Okay.
I don't believe in any
but
of that
let's
stuff.
Get back to these 13 Diet Cokes.
Oh, I don't care about those.
Is that not...
Petey.
Is that not bordering on... Like, wouldn't that make you sick? A round of golf is 4 hours.
Yes.
Okay? Our show's 3.5.
Yep.
Could you drink 13 Diet Cokes from the start of the show to the end?
That would be tough, man. That would be tough.
Can't be.
I can't.
Yeah.
Or ain't nothing?
Uh-uh.
I think it'd make me sick.
What if they were peaty, Bergman? Some peaty Diet Coke.
I know.
In on that?
Smoky Diet Coke does not sound tasty
smoky,
at all.
Peaty.
No, if I have like one Pepsi or anything,
and how does
or
he
just
not
Coke,
have a Diet Coke endorsement?
Yeah, I really should.
Because he's John Daly.
On the subject of golf, Danny Woodhead?
Yeah.
Started golf, had never golfed.
Yeah, we've met Danny Woodhead. Remember we used to go down to Chargers camp and do shows? Well, Danny Woodhead walked by once, and Mason goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And he goes, "Good." And he, like, stands in front of the table. He goes, Mason looks at me. He goes, "Who is this guy?" I go, "He's our 115, Danny Woodhead." Oh, really?
Well, he looked like a kid, right? He totally looked like a kid. So he picked up golf 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And now he's about to qualify for the PGA Tour.
He won a U.S. Open qualifier, so he could compete in the U.S. Open. I wonder if he goes, Angelina Jolie.
Now,
you tried to pick up golf.
Yes.
And I gave you 36 strokes for 9 holes, and you still lost.
That's it.
So what do you think of Danny Woodhead figuring it out in 4 years?
He obviously had some time on his hands, right?
Correct.
You got to spend a lot of time playing golf to get that good, to get PGA Tour level good.
Right.
I don't have that kind of time.
Mm-hmm. What else are you doing?
I'm so busy. I've got the show.
Mm-hmm. Show, yeah.
Well,
what else? You're sleeping till 10 a.m.
10 a.m. is a great time to wake up.
Right. And then you're doing the show. You could practice doing after.
Podcast. I have to do my podcast. By the way, O'Shea Jackson Jr. on my podcast right now.
For, like, currently?
Yeah, currently. Oh, brand new one. Oh, and, you know, he's playing in Obi-Wan Kenobi, the new Disney series.
Does he say at any point during the podcast that he's low-key faded?
I'm low-key faded, bro.
No, he never says that.
That sounds like Ezekiel Elliott, but it sounds just like O'Shea.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
Yes. I'm actually high right now.
Oh, wait, like Kevin Durant.
Do we have that whole clip? Somebody actually asked me this morning. That wasn't real, right?
That so
clip
real.
You played between David Letterman and Kevin Durant. So Letterman has this TV show on Netflix. It's like My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
David Letterman's sit-down interviews.
It's always one-on-one. Yeah. So he got Kevin Durant, and people said, no, you guys made stuff up. No, this is it. This is an edited clip, but this is actually as it appears on Letterman's show that's right now airing on Netflix.
When did you begin as a kid? As a kid smoking weed?
Nah, I mean, if you want to call 22 a kid.
22, so an adult. And explain what it does that people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah. So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
That's awesome. I'm actually high right now. That's great. Got to watch that. Letterman. I am a huge, you know what, David, have you watched that interview show?
Almost every show.
Yeah, he's such a good interviewer. It's also like, he just doesn't friggin' care anymore about what anybody thinks. It's just like, I'm going to ask anything, I'm going to do anything. He's great on that show, great on that show. All right, Dodgers, what's the score? We're up 5-2, seventh inning. Things looking good?
I think Gratterall's in. You always get a little nervous when they bring Gratterall.
Well, Gratterall, this is the misconception about Brisdar Gratterall. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys. He pitches to contact. That's not necessarily what you want, for example, in the late innings. Bergman, do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you don't want. But he normally gets, when he does get contact, it's on the ground.
He feels like a sixth inning guy to me.
Well, that's what it, I mean, sixth, seventh inning. But
sixth,
you also have
inning, yeah.
Daniel Hudson hasn't been pitching very well.
Has
You've
not
lost
been thrown
a couple
well,
guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they just needed him here.
How about my boy Gavin Lux? He's into the 260s now.
He went through a stretch of going 1-for-12. Actually, it was 2-for-14.
Well, I mean,
14.
Why do you on the negative? What do you,
you
have
are,
against
you're Mr.
Gavin
negative.
Lux?
Because,
you're
like,
glass,
look,
you're Mr. Glass.
Look, I like Gavin Lux. I hope that he's great, but really, he's just a guy.
He's at 24, you're calling him a guy.
He's been in the big leagues for 4 years. He's played 4 years.
550
in the postseason.
At-bats.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's played every chance
he's
that
he's
got. What have you seen from him that you've been like, oh, wow, this guy's the next coming?
If we were to judge you after you produced your first 500 shows, you'd be out of here.
Oh, I'm surprised I got this far.
I am, too. No, Gavin Lux is off to a really good start. In fact, if you look at the All-Star game is at Dodger Stadium this year.
Yeah.
I got to think, for example, that Freddie Freeman is an All-Star.
Yeah, but he might be the only one of the position. When Mookie is hitting 260.
Eight home runs.
Yeah, Mookie could get in.
No Trey Turner?
I don't know if he'll get the votes. You think he'll get the votes?
Shortstop? I mean, there's a lot of other guys.
281, 27 RBIs.
There's a lot of good shortstops, though.
Mookie, 263, 8 home runs. Who else is Turner's been terrible.
If you would have let Kershaw stay in and throw that perfect game, he would have got in.
Freddie, Mookie, and Trey. I think those are our all-stars.
You know who the only pitcher is that's got a shot? Tony Gonsolin. Yep. Tony Gonsolin.
Yeah. Weird.
He's been really good.
David, okay, you guys bitched about Gratterall, and now David Price warming up in the bullpen.
Oh.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, he just got activated off the DL. Hopefully David's okay. All right, coming up next for you, John, it's that thing you've been waiting for.
Excellent.
That thing you've been talking about all day long. You've been saying, I want to talk about this thing. I said, all right, well, we'll do it at 3:30.
Man, it's Bergman's game today. Bergman, is it true you fixed the game against Mason and I?
I absolutely did.
So who's the game rigged for?
The game is rigged for Jorge.
It's the game.
Jorge, that's a lot of pressure.
You know what? This is the way I'm going to do it. I've actually changed. I have 15 questions. I want to see how many he will beat you by.
Okay. Is the insufferable Beto Duran going to play?
Yes, Beto is going to play.
Insufferable.
Hey, did you ask Beto where the U.S. Open or the PGA pool is?
Yeah, where is the PGA pool? You didn't send it to me. Yeah, I did the Masters
details.
Pool.
Minor details?
Yeah. Are you doing it again? No, you're not doing it. Okay.
It is a lot of work.
There is no pool.
Wow. No.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, that thing Ireland wants to get to, and then game of games. And as Bergman said, it is his game, and he has rigged everything.
You guys
in
did
favor
it
of Jorge. We'll see. This is a lot of pressure on Jorge. We'll see if he can deliver when it means the most. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ireland, this was one of our big party theme songs from 1987, Bowling Green State University. Paul Simon, you can call me Al.
Yeah, this was Paul Simon kind of coming back to the with hits after Simon and Garfunkel. And
this was the Graceland album, which won all kinds of awards.
So you guys follow this stuff more than I do, this baseball stuff. So I wanted to ask you about something that happened in the Dodger game yesterday.
Okay.
Baseball introduced something this year. It's a new gadget called PitchCom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it allows catchers to communicate with pitchers more seamlessly than before, so you don't have to give signals
you
used to.
Right.
So it requires catchers to wear a sleeve resembling a remote control with 9 buttons correlating pitch and location. That instruction is then delivered to the pitcher and up to 3 field players who wear a receiver in their hat or helmet dictating the chosen pitch.
Okay.
So most teams are using it. The Dodgers, Mace, much like John Ireland, are skeptical of new technology and have refused to embrace PitchCom. So yesterday, there's a runner on second base.
Mm-hmm.
Ketel Marte is at the plate. And it was so... The Dodgers were so worried that Marte was going to tip the batter over to first base that they intentionally brought Craig Kimball, intentionally balked. He dropped the ball on purpose.
Intentionally balked
to send the runner,
to
third so he couldn't steal the signs.
Yes.
If you were running the Dodgers, wouldn't you just tell him to use PitchCom?
No, I would not. I don't trust PitchCom.
Wait a minute. You trust driverless cars?
I just saw the Houston Astros and what they did with trash cans. Are you telling me they can't hack into the signal between the catcher and the pitcher? Of course they can. There's a signal out there that can be hacked into. And then you're telling people exactly what your pitch is going to be.
Okay. But by intentionally balking the runner to third, who later came in to score, it puts you at a competitive disadvantage.
We won, right?
Right.
Wasn't it 12-3,
right.
I think.
But there's got to be a better way, right?
No, I say do it the old-fashioned. In this particular way, I say do it the old-fashioned way. I do not want to trust.
Wait a minute. You embrace all new technology.
Again.
You want to put a chip in your brain that'll put the internet in your head.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how cool that would be? I would know everything.
You want to get in a driverless car today
and
have you
drive
to the
Bank of California Stadium right now.
The stadium, but you don't trust PitchCom?
No, I don't trust PitchCom. I honestly believe that there's a signal that can be hacked. And do you really think the teams like the Houston Astros or the Boston Red Sox aren't trying to hack into PitchCom? Of course they are. That it's an open way to cheat. It's an open signal.
All right, but shouldn't we? Okay, so let's say I agree with you, and we don't embrace PitchCom. Okay. Shouldn't we be smart enough to come up with catcher signals that can't be stolen? I mean, automatically, the guy on second base is going to be able to tell Marte what's coming by just looking
can
at
signal.
Will Smith's fingers?
Can signal.
But why can't Will Smith change the signs?
Well, I'm sure he does change the signs, and you just don't want to take any chances. Was this game one or game two? Yesterday we played twice.
It
was the day game, yeah. Which was a closer game.
Correct.
That was the 5-3 game.
Correct. And it was 5-2 when Kimbrel committed the intentional balk.
Right. Bergman, do you trust the PitchCom?
No, I don't trust anything.
So,
like that.
But Bergman, what would you have done with that runner on second base? Would you have done what Kimbrel did?
Exactly what he did. Yep. Kenley Jansen used to do that too. He just balked just to get a guy over to third base.
It seems stupid,
especially
to me.
If it's not a tying or a go-ahead run.
Give up the run.
If it's not a tying or go-ahead run, who cares? That run makes no difference.
Even if the batter would have homered after that, it would have been 5-4.
Right. So, so who cares about that balk? It's the only run that matters is the one that would be, at the plate? No, on deck.
Are we really at that? We're that distrustful of the other team now?
Did you see what the Houston Astros did to us in 2017?
Right.
Are you friggin' kidding me? They would go to any length.
So here's my next dumb question. Will Smith is putting his fingers down in his crouch.
Yeah, correct.
Down by the plate.
Yep.
And he goes, 4-2-1-3.
Yeah.
How does the guy in second base know how to interpret that and what's coming?
Well, guys have made sign stealing a way of life.
So are you telling me there is somebody somewhere for the Diamondbacks in this scenario?
Who knows what the trigger – I think the way it goes
is – who has been watching a feed of what Will Smith has been throwing down, has cracked the code and has told the runner on second base what the code is, and he tells Marte.
Well, all these are –
exactly.
Not just Marte. You're telling everybody what it is. So whoever happens to be on second base, Marte or whoever happens, Dalton Varsho, doesn't matter. Somebody will know.
That was a weird pull. Dalton
Varsho. I don't know where that came from. Right off the top of the dome, I have no idea.
This solution that the Dodgers have come up with doesn't solve the problem. If we're in a World Series game and it's close and that run does matter, if it's three.
If it matters, they don't balk him over.
But then,
if it matters, in other words, that was a meaningless run, so why not balk him over?
Right, but so you
just
let him. If
it's a go-ahead run, no.
You let him steal the sign if it's the go-ahead run?
If it's sign run, no, you trust the fact that you've disguised the signs enough to get through. But why risk it? Why show your signs to somebody else when potentially they could turn those back around on you?
But I'm telling you that if they use PitchCom, they wouldn't have to show the
signs.
And
I'm telling you the Houston Astros can knock into a feed, hack into a feed, and listen to exactly what our pitches are. That's what they did to us in 2017.
If baseball developed PitchCom to correct the very problem you're describing.
I don't trust big institutions like I don't trust them.
You trust baseball? You're trying to say, Ireland, that you trust baseball?
Rob Manfred? You trust Rob Manfred?
Well, what they're wasting
they're
money.
They're changing the
commissioner
ball
in
every
all
game.
Of sports.
They're
they
wasting
keep changing
money
the baseball.
Then on this PitchCom thing. Why not just get rid of it if nobody trusts
you
it?
If you want to use it, use it. I just don't trust it. The Dodgers are in the camp of not trusting it. We should have asked Joe Maddon about it yesterday.
Yeah, but I didn't know about this until last night.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I knew about PitchCom. I knew it exists.
Did you know the Dodgers are refusing to use
it? No, I did not, but I salute them. I salute Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers and Dave Roberts for not using PitchCom. It's the better way to go.
By the way, the Dodgers are still ahead 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're trying to...
Brewster gave up a run, didn't he?
Yeah, but Greg, are they trying to sweep the Diamondbacks, or did Arizona win the first game of this series?
No,
this would be a sweep. Yeah, this would be a sweep. Yeah, they look good today. Here's a nugget. Freddie Freeman, 3 doubles last night. He's the only...
Is he leading the majors in doubles? He has a lot of doubles.
He's the only guy in baseball with 2 3-double games so far this year. Freddie Freeman's going to be an all-star. He's batting over 300 and killing it. Who did the damage today? Oh, it was Justin Turner. Big home run.
Three-run homer.
And it was Brewster Gratterall who gave up that run, and David Price is in there now. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games. Bergman, it's your game today.
Yep.
You've totally tried to screw us over by making the game favorable
Let me ask you a question. Yep. Is the game in English?
Yes, it is in English.
Stop, man.
Yeah, well, like, You did a game in Spanish. You did a spelling Spanish game.
If I was going to fix a game for you, I would do it in Spanish.
Nope.
Translate this. Something like that.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Jorge, the pressure's all on you. This game completely favors you.
It sounds like he's either – has he given you the answers in advance?
No.
He's written the game as a friend of yours, knowing everything that's important, knowing exactly what you're going
to
win.
You'll see. Like, you guys have a chance at it.
I expect to lose. No. Ireland, don't you expect to lose?
Never.
Mason, you got no shot.
I expect Jorge to win.
Is it sports-related?
It is sports related. Mason, you have no shot. Ireland, you got a shot.
Oh, it's a friggin' numbers game.
You got a shot. No. It's not a numbers game.
It's not jersey numbers.
It's not jersey numbers.
Okay. We'll
but you
out.
Have zero chance. Well, you might as well just sit out.
Jorge's
you can come in here.
Jorge's
you can talk to your
win.
Fraternity
Jorge's
brothers.
Jorge's going
to
win.
Totally fine.
I'll do that.
I'm taking you down, you cheating bastards.
All right. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. It is Game of Games time, and into the studio steps Beto Duran.
Yeah, because nobody else
Beto.
Nobody else is available. That's why I'm here. I know my role. And why does Morales hate you, Steve?
No, he hates me.
Hates Ireland more than me.
He doesn't hate Steve. He hates me.
He should be hating Steve.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even think I should have to work when Beto's here.
Shocker. You work.
Okay, I'll even take that one.
That was funny.
All right,
Bergman, explain this crooked game that you fixed for
Jorge. All right,
Jorge.
So this is a game, and just because you guys screwed me yesterday, so I wanted to make sure
you
that you guys get
minus 99 in yesterday's game of Jeopardy.
Score ever in a game.
Yeah, because you played Jeopardy wrong somehow. But anyway, this is what team does he play for? Soccer edition.
Oh my God. Are you kidding
out.
Me?
So, bye.
No, Beto, what are you talking about? You get a chance here.
See, why? There's that stereotype.
Oh,
Irish.
Exactly.
No, I do not watch soccer.
Well, no, he wears soccer jerseys. I don't care.
Okay, great question.
Yes.
Is it international or like MLS?
Both.
Oh, God.
Okay, both.
See, you have a chance, Ireland, though. You know some international.
Let's get the hockey names instead.
All right, this is the way we're going to do it, especially since we have time. I have 15 questions. I just want to see how many Jorge gets and how many he doesn't.
Okay.
I go first all the time?
No. Name is your buzzer.
Oh, you got it.
Name is your buzzer. So this is not their national team, so if I say somebody, it's not like, oh, they play for the United States. Okay, so it's where they currently, the club that they currently play
okay.
for.
Okay, club.
Number one. Lionel Messi.
Ireland.
Whoa, Mason was first.
AC Milan.
No,
that is incorrect. Jorge.
PSG.
PSG is right.
Wait a minute. I was after Mason.
No, you
that.
Have to. This is how the games work.
-1 Ireland.
-1 for Ireland.
Gets a minus.
Jorge, and I'm minus one. All right, here we go.
All right. Ronaldo.
Ireland.
Ooh, that was Jorge.
Man U
is right.
I was going to say that.
No,
you weren't.
I sure was. I was definitely going to say it.
That's the only team I watch, so I think I'm dead now.
Robert Lewandowski. Oh, Jorge was jumped in first.
Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich is right. Yeah.
He can't even say it right. Come on, let's give him a point off.
It's Bayer.
Uh-huh. Bayer Munich.
That's aspirin.
Exactly.
Christian
Mason.
Mason.
You have no clue.
Columbus Crew.
Columbus Crew. Ireland got in.
Manchester United. Okay.
No, Jorge.
Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea is right.
Chelsea.
Pulisic.
Christian Pulisic.
Oh, I thought it was Ronaldo.
I think it was a German.
No, Ronaldo was Manchester United.
That's why I said Manchester United.
Wow.
All right, Jorge has three.
Jorge has four.
Four.
This game's rigged.
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm admitting that.
Yeah. It's terrible.
All right, Chicharito.
Mason.
Mason.
Okay. New York Red Bulls.
Oh, no,
that's wrong.
Wait, hold on. That's the Mexican game.
I heard
right?
Ireland got in.
This is LAFC.
No.
Oh,
Jorge.
Jorge.
LA Galaxy.
LA Galaxy is right. LA Galaxy is right. You knew that he was in the MLS, though, Ireland. That's
no, I knew he was in
LA. I'll give you negative two for that
I knew that also.
Who's the LAFC guy?
All right,
what's next? All right.
Mason. Seattle Sounders.
Okay.
Jorge.
Liverpool.
Liverpool is right.
At least you know the team names.
Yeah,
impressive.
Oh, look, he got to go Google.
Oh, he's got to Google right now. Oh, he's Googling. Googler.
poker teams.
Googler.
None of them are right.
Just going to
read
up.
The next one.
All right.
San Diego Shockers.
One of the best players in the world right now, Killian Mason.
Houston Dynamo.
That's wrong.
Dan Ireland.
Mbappe, PSG.
PSG is right.
I would have got that right.
You would have got that right?
But you didn't call on
me. Yep. I did
Team
not
Mason,
call on you.
Babe. It's against you, Mason.
Minus
like
five
that.
For Ireland for complaining.
You can't take me from minus one to minus five.
I was at minus 100 yesterday. You kidding?
Yeah. You asked to be put at minus 100.
In fairness, you said, make me minus 100. I don't
That's
care.
Fair.
So we
That's
made
fair.
You minus 100.
Greg Reale over here.
Wait, can I be minus two?
Yeah, minus two. Right. Be nice to John.
Okay. Be nice to John. He's so nice to me all the time.
He is.
All right. There's the next one. Gareth Mason. Mason.
Real Salt
Ireland.
Lake.
This one, Ireland. No.
Everton.
Jorge. Oh, Jorge.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid is right.
Jorge should not be allowed to play.
Yeah, this was designed.
This is like doing a movie
Jorge.
Game with Mason.
So
no, it's not fair.
The score right now.
It was
is,
not supposed to be fair,
the
Beto.
The score right now is Ireland minus two, Mason zero, Beto zero.
Not even in the room.
Jorge eight. All right. So what's the next one?
All right. Thiago Silva. Ireland.
Who is Real Madrid?
Jorge. Chelsea.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to get one of these.
I'm getting one.
Just
I'm
get one.
One.
All right. Another one of the best players in the world right now. Neymar.
Mason.
Leicester City.
No.
They're good.
Leicester?
Leicester?
Yeah.
No.
Ireland.
Jorge. Ireland, you had to go, but Jorge.
PSG
is
PSG,
also right.
Right. That was 10. My second pick.
Sure.
Do you even know what PSG
I
is?
I wouldn't have got that right.
Yeah.
If you get what PSG is, I'll give you all my points.
Your negative points.
Okay, wait a minute.
PSG.
You have no points.
No, but you'll get two.
Yeah, you'll get two. You get all mine, too. Go ahead.
Think about it. You can get this.
Okay.
I'll give you $1,000, mythical money.
Bro, you're bored up. You ain't got that.
Right, can I give a very small hint?
Well,
it's in France.
Oh, okay. It's in France. Oh, that makes it.
Wait, so what would the P stand for in France?
Pierre.
Please.
Pierre.
Get out, you lie,
Pablo.
Paris, you idiot.
Paris Sports Group.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Paris Saint-Germain, yep.
I've actually been there. Beautiful stadium.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, there's just a couple left here. Wow. Luis Suarez.
Ireland. He plays for Liverpool.
Jorge. The Spurs.
Jorge.
No, Atletico de Madrid.
It is Atletico Madrid.
I was going to say
that. You're right on it, too.
All right.
Is that the Uruguay?
How many are left?
Yeah, the guy that
I got one, two, three, four left.
Is he the guy that bit somebody?
Yeah,
right?
Luis Suarez is, yeah.
Okay. Call him Louis. That's our boy right there. My boy Lou.
Right,
Louis.
Let's go.
All right. Paul Pogba.
Ireland.
Oh,
I'm just going to say, I used to be for Manchester United, so I'll say that. Manchester United.
That's Ireland's at negative one. Oh, Ireland's at negative one. He got one. He got one.
Isn't he about to be transferred?
Probably, but he's not yet. Yeah. He's not
most
yet.
Most likely, yeah.
If I get back to zero, I'm counting.
Greg, are you a soccer guy? You know this stuff? Or Jorge wrote
the I just did all
this.
I knew some of it, but not anywhere near these people.
Okay.
All right, Thomas Mueller.
Ireland.
Jorge.
Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich. That's right.
I would have got that one.
Would you have?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is there another team in Germany?
All right, here we go.
Fernandinho. Mason.
San Jose Earthquake.
Wait, what's the guy's name?
Ireland.
Fernandinho. Ireland.
Real Madrid.
No.
Jorge.
No. Barcelona.
Manchester City is the right answer.
Don't you work? How do you know all this stuff?
Okay.
All right, last one. Last one. To get to zero, Ireland.
I know.
All right. Harry Kane.
Mason.
Ooh, Ireland was first.
Oh, that's the guy from Ted Lasso, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Jamie Tart.
Yeah. It's based off of him, right?
Jamie Tart. Jamie Tart.
He plays for Aston Villa.
Oh, no.
Close. Same league.
The New England Revolution.
Yes.
Hotspur.
Yes.
No.
Jorge, who is it?
No, it is.
Tottenham.
Yeah. Hotspur. Now what?
He says,
have some respect and give my point to John.
Yeah, you should do.
Give it to John.
That's
a point.
No.
Yeah.
This is my game. This is my game. Ireland's now at negative three.
No. Boo.
Boo. All right. There you have it.
I got it right. Did I get it right?
You did get it right.
Is this the new thing? Are we going to write games that work
for other people? No, it's just because you screwed me yesterday.
Your game tomorrow, will you at least do it?
No, on Friday.
Oh, you want me to do tomorrow?
Yeah. No, well, Momo can do tomorrow.
Momo can do tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Tell her, Greg, text her.
Her
right
games
now,
are always fantastic.
I actually like her games because she's
she does the best games.
No,
tries,
not really.
She tries so hard.
She does.
That it's entertaining. So, yeah, tell her to do it. She'll tell Momo to do it tomorrow.
I can.
I just will try to make them not suck next time.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
So Beto, you're golfing now, huh? I can't believe it. Every time I see you on...
He's amazed that you are a golf influencer. Mason didn't think there was such a thing.
Oh, it's a whole different culture.
Yeah, but you're like wearing people's clothes and getting money for it? Is that what's going on?
I'm getting free stuff and I'm getting golf, yeah. Same thing you can do, except I don't have a job. That's why I can go play golf.
Okay, well, if somebody wants...
I get boxes of stuff from Travis
Matthew. Oh, of course you do, because you're famous.
If somebody wants to give me clubs, I need clubs. Just follow me on Instagram, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. Send me a DM and tell me you'll give me clubs, and then I'll promote you.
All you have to do, first of all...
It's literally pale.
I don't think any of that was legal. What the hell?
The views and opinions, Steve Mason, are good. I agree with you. Yes. Go for it, Mace. I just have fun doing it.
How long did it take you to get decent?
I'm
because you're decent right now.
No, I'm not decent.
You shot 86 today.
It was a Hambra Muni. It's all right. It was cool. I had two cigars and a whiskey, so I'm good. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. So you're like Luca. You're drinking on a game day.
Shouldn't you?
Well, no, because I had a show, but you had a show. I think the show will be better now that I know you've had a whiskey.
Oh, absolutely. Also, I had a Bailey's because I knew I was going to work with Kaplan, so I had to get going this morning. But there's a whole different culture out there of people that got into golf, especially minorities that got into it, because during the pandemic, a lot of people had nothing to do. What can we do outside? Golf.
Golf.
So there's a guy named Roger Steele who became a big golf influencer. Where you're bringing the different attitude, different approaches, not as stuffy. Like, I'm never going to go to a country club. If you want to take me, though, I'll go.
Yeah, but
I'm
not going to go. I'll get you out there. You can come play with me in Worthy.
But I'm all about the Munis, hanging out at Montebello, Whittier, wherever you want to go. That's what I do. It's fun.
Hey,
to go
Callaway, hit me up at Venice Mace on Instagram. Let's go. Let's get some clubs.
You should. How did you not give clubs while you were taking your lessons?
They loaned me clubs. Go ahead and play the stage.
No, not yet.
No, not yet?
No.
Oh, what? We got to wait?
10 more seconds.
Oh, 10 more seconds. So we're going to play the stager coming up. And what the stager signifies is that it is the beginning of Super Crosstalk, and that starts now. All right, and we bring it into the show now. Is Cappy there? Do we have Cappy? Cappy, what are you doing?
In the house. I'm here.
Yeah.
And Sonato is doing sidelines for ESPN Radio tonight for Mavs Warriors.
Yes.
Seems about right.
So Beto is filling in.
No. Mace, you were just asking, openly begging...
Callaway for golf clubs.
You know, Cap has a relationship with Callaway.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Cap, that's your guy?
Mace.
I can be a golf influencer. I will say Callaway on my Instagram account
bunch. You golf.
No, I want... The only reason I don't is I don't have clubs.
Come on, really?
Yeah, I don't have clubs.
Do you understand? You're talking to the guy. You're talking to a guy right now that can take care of all of this for you. In the snap of a finger, I could have you.
He did this. He got new woods for me from Callaway 2 years ago.
Yeah, dude, I can
just
have
need some wedges.
I can have you on the test range at Callaway. Now you're gonna have to schlep down a little bit to Carlsbad.
Yeah.
And I used
They'll
to call
fit
this.
You.
Yeah, right. I used to call it the Phil Mickelson treatment. But I don't know if in the modern world
you lose a lot of money.
Right. I don't know if in the modern
you
era
treat
here
treat people bad.
Right. We can call it the Phil Mickelson treatment. But Mace. You step out onto the range.
Mace, they'll get you a bag with your name on it.
Oh, yeah. They'll have your name.
Culture Pop Podcast, yeah.
No, they will have your name on the range.
Yep.
They'll have 1,000 golf balls for you to hit. They'll have every single club that they make. They'll have a pro out there for you.
Wow.
Then what they'll do is they'll take you inside the test center.
Mm-hmm.
They'll test the speed of your swing, et cetera, all the modern technology. And then once they determine what's the right club, what's the right shaft, et cetera, then a couple weeks later, it all just shows up at the crib.
You get a big box.
Okay, sign me up. I'm up for
too.
The Callaway treatment.
I'll bury the feud with Mason right now. We will go together. We'll go to Callaway.
Bury the feud?
There it is. Bury the feud if we both get clubs.
Uniting over Callaway.
And if we don't
get clubs.
If we don't, then we both unite against Cap.
No, why would you do that?
If he doesn't come through, because he's talking a lot.
Cappy does the best he can.
But he's talking a lot. What did he just say?
What he's got.
They'll take care of you 2 weeks. He's showing up. And then what happens?
Yeah, it's like my elliptical that you were going to sell me.
Cap,
Let yeah, me, I mean, it's still going to sell it to you.
Yeah, you could. You just need somebody to go down there
I'm
and
not
get
going
it.
Down.
No, Jorge's going.
Jorge said he would go pick it up for you if you gave him $50.
Nah, 200. Yeah, yeah, 200.
No, Jorge,
more, the elliptical's getting more expensive all the time.
Pickup truck, yeah. Man.
I'm still Jorge waiting for. Gas. I'm still waiting for Bergman's Peloton.
Okay,
he's got to so, be.
I got to go on
that
soon.
Yeah.
You gotta
Monday.
Go on it
By
soon.
Way, Peloton,
yeah, soon at some point.
Peloton is like bad. Dropping way yeah. down in value, Greg. You should sell that thing while you can.
Or use it.
Yeah, I just yeah, gotta right. use it.
I'll still right. pick it up, Mace.
Yeah, he'll still pick it up for 200, Mace.
For 200. 200 bucks.
Mace, I just did this morning. I did Kendall Tool's 30 minutes Red Hot Chili Peppers ride. Kendall Tool is a former USC cheerleader.
God bless her.
And she's amazing. And she had this Red Hot Chili Pepper ride I did this morning, 30 minutes in
Do
and
you
out.
Need somebody like on your little screen to pump you up? Like, let's go.
Oh, absolutely.
If it's a
let's
former
go,
USC cheerleader, I need somebody
let's go,
on my
let's
screen.
Let's go get them, guys. Is, that, well, is it that kind of ride?
He needs that.
It is that kind of ride. Now, my favorite guy is Alex Toussaint. And the Club Bangers ride. You guys familiar with this?
No.
No.
What is Club Bangers?
I'm sure
bangers,
they play Club Bangers.
That's right. That's right. So
it's another
John,
talk about a culture. That Peloton with Alex Toussaint.
Oh,
my sister
yeah.
was all into it, so she went to New York.
Really?
To like take a class with him and everything else.
Well, now people are like off of the Peloton. The Peloton yeah. stock is falling.
Shocker.
People aren't buying as many. The pandemic is over.
Yeah, everybody's a little back now, and mixing
now,
a couple
now
cocktails
people
and nachos.
Go outside. But we interrupted you, Cap. What is Club Bangers?
Well, a banger this. Is, you know, oh. is a song that everybody thinks is really hot, really happening, wow. really
right.
cool.
Yeah.
And
like,
so,
what's that for you right now, Kathy?
Skyrockets in Flight, Afternoon
yeah,
Delight.
Yeah, after, he's going Starland Vocal Band as a banger.
Yeah.
No, no, I was, today I was doing By the Way by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
So that was my club
I like
banger.
That.
Yeah, this mid-morning. But, yeah.
But he's Stephen A, Alex Toussaint. He's like tagging everybody.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Are you
he
tagging
that.
Stephen A
and
on
I,
your Peloton rides?
I don't follow Cap, but it came across my feed, and I'm like, oh, man.
You
you're
don't
that
follow
guy?
Me.
What Cappy,
are you talking about? You don't
Cap,
follow me.
On your Instagram.
Hold on. Hang on.
My
before
Instagram?
You do that, are you really?
Oh, absolutely.
Tagging Stephen A in tweets
Why
about
not?
Your.
And he's taking a picture of the screen.
Why
so here's
he?
What I did, Mace. Mace
what does Stephen A. care?
Exactly.
Well, Mace, hold on a second, Mace. You'll appreciate this. I'm sitting there
Synergy.
On my Peloton.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
I've got Alex Toussaint on the screen in front of me.
Yeah.
And in the background, I'm watching First Take.
Mm-hmm.
So I happen to send a tweet to Stephen A. and to Alex Toussaint and say,
Stephen
hey.
Stephen A.'s assistant.
Yeah. I got both of you guys on my TV right now. I'm looking at both of you.
Pull it up, Mace.
Oh,
pull
I'm looking at it right now.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's working out so hard, he has time to take a picture
yeah,
of Stephen A.
Yeah, I know. You're taking a picture. Oh, don't bother Stephen A with this
what
stuff.
Mean, don't bother Stephen A.
He will shout you right down. I'm
would
telling
you, rather,
you, Stephen A will
you
shout you down.
Would you rather I text it to him? You want me to text it to Stephen A rather than tweet
oh,
it to
you
Stephen
want to
A?
Yeah, sure. Text it to Stephen A. Do you have Stephen A's cell?
I do.
Yeah.
Michael Thompson texts Stephen A a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I have him in my phone.
So I got him on my phone.
Wow, we all
no,
do.
You do not, Jorge.
We all used to be his board op. He
yeah,
treated
exactly.
us.
Yeah.
He treated everybody at the
nice.
Station like his board op.
Oh,
really?
Really?
That's why you don't have his number.
yeah.
Back when we were on in Culver City. Back
so,
in Culver City.
So Cappy, in the next room are my fraternity brothers from 35 years.
Oh,
ago.
Those
How
guys?
Many?
Yeah, those
How
guys.
How many guys?
Oh,
How many guys are
four
there?
Guys. There's four guys. Brennan, Ben, Paul. Pert.
Oh, those are the guys who are going to get you broke.
Get me yeah. broke?
Yeah, I made a bet. Mason has, you've all rented a house near the marina,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in the marina, yeah.
How many bedrooms does the house have?
I don't know, maybe five,
all
four,
right, and
five.
And you have five guys,
five
right?
Guys, yeah.
Now, they're here for four nights, Cap. They're here till Sunday. I have mm-hmm. made a mythical money bet with Mason that he will spend no more than two nights at the house. He will ghost out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm not somebody who ghosts
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, as soon as he finds out
so that's a Mason movie night.
As soon as he finds out he doesn't get the biggest bedroom at the house,
yeah.
he's out. What do you think?
I'm going to go the opposite direction
Amen,
and give
brother.
Mace a little bit of credit here
yep.
and say that mm-hmm. all these dudes flew in from around the country,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Where are they all from?
All
from?
All over Ohio.
Okay.
and
Mace, isn't it kind of, since they came to you.
Yep. I'm sort of on me to make sure everybody has fun.
Right. You are the ringleader.
I'm kind
of
the host
right?
of the thing, yeah.
Now, are all four of these guys married?
You know, honestly, I have no idea.
Okay.
A couple thumbs up.
I know one of them's married. I don't, anybody else? Yeah, everybody's yeah. married.
They're really tight, Cap.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm telling you, there are two guys here who I really haven't talked to. In third, like,
okay.
It's going to be, hi, who are you?
Yeah.
Wait, is this a reunion?
Yeah, it's sort a college reunion.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it.
Now, do these guys want like chicks or what? What's the deal? What are these guys?
No, they've got wives. I just told you they're married.
Yeah, hey, no. Hold on a second. Rule.
Just because they have wives doesn't mean that they're. You put a bunch of guys together, everybody starts drinking, or maybe in this case, smoking, and they're like, you know what we need, guys? Girls.
Wow.
So, Mace, have you arranged for that?
I have not, and I don't think I will, and I don't think they would want that public anyway.
Cappy, guy code.
Wait a minute.
We're just going to play poker. That's it.
Yeah, we're going to play poker, drink, smoke, hang out.
Now, wait.
Cap's that guy.
Speaking of
You're that guy that says that guy all the time.
Cap and Beto. Chivato! Speaking of Ohio, there was a news story in Ohio today about a water tower. Now, in small towns in the Midwest, they have these giant water towers.
Yeah, party at the Moon Tower, all that stuff.
And then they'll paint the side of the water tower. Oftentimes, they'll say the name of the town.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Texas.
Right.
One of them has a mural of Johnny Cash.
The man in black.
So somebody as a prank shot with a bullet a hole in the Johnny Cash painting right where his
crotches
zipper would
be. Right where his,
So it now appears that Johnny Cash is urinating on the ground below. But now our old friend Jay Crawford, who used to go back and do Cold Pizza.
He's
and
from Columbus.
Is now a news anchor in Ohio. And he tried to get through this story with a straight face. Here's how it went.
Johnny Cash. I love Johnny Cash. A water tower in his honor has a very unfortunate leak. Oh, no.
No.
The sheriff department there says someone shot the water tower. Aside from the compromising position of the bullet hole, the city, Betsy, is losing around 30,000 gallons. Water every single day. Repairs could cost around $5,000, and the vandal, who I will say has a hilarious sense of humor, was charged with a felony for tampering with the vital operations of the city.
Monica's over in the corner clapping.
What in the?
It's game. They got a scope or something, because that's just too good.
Look, it's a tourist attraction.
It is a tourist attraction.
They're showing
now.
The video?
So show me that. So, but here's what I was thinking.
It's a heck of a
You know how when you're always watching games, you have the guy comes on, that obnoxious guy comes on for Flex Seal?
Yeah.
And he's like,
anything.
Yeah, it says it'll patch up any hole and it'd be watertight. Isn't this a perfect opportunity for Flex Seal to climb up and put a piece of tape over Johnny Cash's zipper and stop the leak?
Yes, perfect. That is perfect.
The Flex Seal guy, he's the guy that like tapes the bottom of the boat.
The bottom
whatever.
Of the boat and everything. Something about
fill somebody.
Yeah. It looks like it probably works, right? It's one of those things I think about buying when I see the ad.
One in the morning, you're like, yeah, I need that because you need to go fix your boat.
I need Flex Seal.
But if it can fix the bottom of the boat and the boat doesn't sink, then it can certainly fix Johnny Cash's crotch.
I agree. And it's
truer words were never spoken.
And they say it's costing thousands of dollars a day.
Like, I got a felony?
Listen, Beto, you said it. Whoever this guy is, the vandal.
Sharpshooter.
This guy was a sharpshooter in the Navy
Mason,
or the Marines.
You're an NRA member, right? You have a good shot.
I am. I have a good shot.
You were in Ohio recently, weren't you?
I was national, or what was I, pro marksman.
Really?
Tested with the NRA.
So
shot trap
Cash?
And skeet and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you own a gun now?
I don't really want to say.
Come on,
why
say
not?
It.
You say everything else in life?
Yeah, that's true. The answer is yes.
You own a gun, really?
Yeah.
What kind of gun?
Shotgun.
Oh, all right.
Do not go to Venice.
Yeah, I think that's a...
Don't come to my house.
Yeah. better deliver those six cupcakes.
What are you ordering? Suggesting it's a lie? No.
That is not a lie.
No. Mason's about his guns.
That's for real.
He's always talked about the NRA.
This is because
you were trained in it. Your dad made sure gun safety.
And here's the thing. So when we went to the family room, there was a gun rack. And so we'd watch TV in the family room. There'd be a shotgun, a rifle, a pistol. There'd be all that stuff hanging right above the TV. And we learned to use all that stuff. You learned to use it responsibly. Learned to clean the guns, all that stuff.
But that's
normal.
Well,
what do you have
Ohio,
that gun
right?
for now, though? Do you ever go use it? No, I don't. I don't use it now. It's handy.
Do you go shooting?
I haven't got shooting in a long time.
I got a guy.
Shooting trap and skeet is really fun, though.
I love shooting.
Yeah, he works at one of the gun ranges where you can go and just shoot.
Really? Yeah. I'd love to go shoot some
trap
and
skeet. I got a guy for everything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Your name came up the other day because I was talking about how much I like breakfast burritos.
Oh, yeah.
And that you have certain knowledge of this. If I wanted to get the best breakfast burrito in Los Angeles, where would you send me?
See, on your side, there's a couple spots in Inglewood on the other side of the 405
right.
and Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Right, not too far from the 405, 105. I don't know the names because when you know the names, you know they're not good.
Yeah.
So you got to go to those greasy spoons that have
right,
it.
Where... So next time you're down there, text me.
Yes, I'll give you
the
address. It's one off of Inglewood. And the 105.
You know it's good when somebody says you turn right at the thing by the red sign
right.
and then left by the billboard.
Yeah.
And you
it's
go
funny
there,
because.
And then ask for Jose. Yeah.
Laker employees always talk about these spots in El Segundo or in Manhattan Beach. I'm like, no. You got to go on the other side of the 405
right.
to get the real deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to call it. I got friends here.
Yeah, how long, Beverly Cap? How long's your show today?
Until 6 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
We're going right into the Western Conference Finals, Game 1.
Okay.
Cool. And thanks to Jacob Imrani. We're going to be in the Jacob Imrani box tonight at LAFC. I'm excited for that.
Who's playing?
LAFC and...
Austin.
Boston, yes.
No,
Boston.
Not Boston. Austin.
No. Austin. And
yes.
Well,
Austin.
It was going to be Boston, then they changed to
right,
Austin.
They did. Hopefully Beckham has a good game.
Boston
moved to Austin is what happened.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, Cap, you have a good show. Beto is here to help out. I will see you guys on Monday, Mason and Ireland, back at 1 o'clock tomorrow, 710 ESPN.